And she loved being a big sister. You have a 3-year-old son named Zane.
We have a 3-year-old son named Zane.
I have a 4th grader also.
I don't know what to do, man. She didn't deserve that.
No.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
We never... The first time my girl said yes to tell her to go to the park.
I don't know what to do, man.
I just need my son. I just need him. I just need my daughter.
I just want my baby home. I don't care. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about... This always happens in a small town. Nobody expects anything bad to happen, and then it happens, and everybody wants to make changes to prevent it from happening, and then it dies down a little bit, and then it happens again, and then we're just, it's a cycle.
So let's talk about authenticity and a tactic that the elite have to use.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to make sure we have the full...
Maitalina Rodriguez, yeah.
Okay. And she was
10
years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me about her.
Well, all the words in the world can describe Maite.
Okay, so tell me about her. Okay, so tell me about her.
They must use this tactic, which is, as much as possible, just reminisce, just smile, just remember your child. You know, forget that you're going through heart-wrenching grief at that moment. You know, your child died 2 days ago. That's okay, man. Just smile.
She was loving. She was brave, courageous, intelligent.
They like to goof around. She like to be goofy. Like to bake cakes and cookies.
Sometimes kids kind of talk back to you and you're like, well, great. She was right.
Probably would have made a
good
lawyer, right?
Yeah, she wanted to be a lawyer.
And why do they do that? Why do they make that choice? See, I have an acting background, so I understand about emotional choices. You know, I was told never fake an emotion. So if you can smile, put that into the line. Go with that. So that's why they smile. That's why they go into this weird reminiscing, is because A, they're giving them an emotional break during the interview. B, it's such an easier emotion to fake.
And I started thinking about the 19 parents that weren't going to get to send their kids off to school anymore.
It's physiologically almost impossible to actually produce tears if you don't have the emotional connection. And vice versa, if the real gut-wrenching emotion is there, like it would be with these parents and family members, it's nearly impossible to hold back the tears. If it's not real, and that's why we're not seeing a single tear roll down their cheeks.
And they had the little snow cone vendors, you know, so they did an online snow cone thing.
So what is the bubble? The bubble is crucial to understand how the operation is pulled off. And essentially your school is the bubble. And within that is the classroom. Most people are outside of it. You have the lone hero in the narrative.
I just know I got there as fast as I could.
What did you see in here when you arrived?
Just chaos. Chaos. Everyone was trying to get to the school. People were trying to get everything situated. I was just trying to get towards my wife's room and my daughter's room.
A determined mother who the police seemed to allow to enter the school.
Give me your vest. Somebody give me a vest. Something. I started paying attention to how far the shots were being. So that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So when I went to my second son's door, the teacher didn't want to open the door for me. So that's when they started escorting me out. And as I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son and I get him.
With both of her kids out safe, Gomez still can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it.
They could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom and maybe two or three would have been gone, but they could have saved the whole class. They could have done something, gone through the window, sniped them through the window. I mean, something, but nothing was being done. If anything, they were being more aggressive on us parents.
The other thing that you get out of this story is just how sort of disorganized everything mm-hmm. was in terms of the police response there, that she was able to run in even after being told not to.
You couldn't even get close to there. There was just so many law enforcement and everything else.
You have a few key players that control access to the bubble and fantastical improbabilities like the bullet-grazed hat. Lou gets to thrive within the bubble? The parents and the family members. They are the emotional glue that holds the narrative together, while the truth movement simply spins its wheels arguing over gun control instead of calling it out for the hoax it is. There is a video that came out. You've probably all seen it by now, of the parents going absolutely ballistic, trying to get the police not to stand down. This video to me is 100% real. This perfectly illustrates what I've been talking about. And as my friend explained, the barricaded scenario allowed for the justification for the stand down. Maybe not in the eyes of the parents, but think about it. The barricaded situation allows for the stand down. And the stand down is crucial to maintain the integrity of the narrative. So how do you protect the false narrative? You divert the narrative. You make it all about the police stand down. You get everyone irate about that. And no one's thinking about the crisis actors. And nobody's thinking that it's staged.
But we do know from DPS, it was approximately 1 hour from the time police encountered the shooter to the time he was killed.
That long. I think that's terrible. That's terrible. They should have done something.
They saw the gunman enter a joint classroom through two open doors, but instead of pursuing...
They don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving.
Y'all need to go in. Y'all need to go do your jobs.
We need equipment. We need specialty equipment.
For the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
We need equipment. We need... specialty equipment.